Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Where in the world is Kamala Harris?
I'm curious, where were you, Kamala? I thought you were doing the root causes. You know, I'm curious, Kamala, you were the last person in the room with Joe Biden ahead of the devastating Afghanistan withdrawal. Where were you?
I just love the idea of exploring the unknown.
And then Kamala Harris is the border czar, addressing the root causes. So you think that she would want to be at that meeting. But instead, on Friday, she was in New Jersey at a bakery.
Please stop eating cupcakes.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Today we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day.
So I guess it's fair to say you've set different goals for yourself than, say, Thomas Edison, Magellan, these type of people.
Magellan? You like Magellan?
Oh, yeah, my favorite explorer. Around the world, come on. Who do you like?
A gentleman known as Christopher Columbus. And to me, it will always be called Columbus Day. Some people don't like that. I do.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show on this Columbus Day. As every weekday afternoon, again, thanks to the President of the United States for coming on the show this afternoon. And we will be rebroadcasting it in the fourth hour of the show tonight, right at the top of the show. At 6 o'clock Eastern time, and in the meantime, before we do our weekly compendium of "Let's Go Brandon" chants from around the country, we should point out that the "Let's Go Brandon" expanded its reach today against other politicians. Mayor Bill de Blasio, the lamest of lame ducks in New York, attended his last marched down his last Columbus Day parade on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, and he was ruthlessly jeered, as the New York Post puts it. And I guess I don't have to read all the quotes, which I can't really read to begin with. "You piece of garbage, get out of here. You're garbage." I'm just reading the things. "I love my New York people. I love my blue. I'm tired of the crime. I'm tired of him dividing people. He can go to GD hell." These are the ones I can read. "Can't wait for you to leave. Yay for the FDNY fire department. Boo for you. You suck," one taunted de Blasio with his thumbs down. Before the event, the mayor said he's very proud of his Italian heritage. His real name is Warren Wilhelm. So how Italian is he? I mean, I think de Blasio is his stepfather's name. Come on. And he said it could be honored alongside Indigenous Peoples Day. Okay. "Oh, although he is of Italian ancestry on his mother's side, he has not often enjoyed a close relationship with the Big Apple's Italian." I wonder why, Italian-American community. 844-5-
Jerry, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
In 2019, the mayor was ripped when his wife, Shirlane McRae, removed Mother Frances Cabrini, America's first canonized saint, from a list of honored women under consideration for a statue in the five boroughs. And then he sparked outrage when the city public school system scrapped Columbus Day, replacing it with an Indigenous people's name. Yeah, so he obviously has a lot of respect for his Italian heritage. Got rid of Columbus Day in New York City. All right. 844-500-4242. You just heard President Trump talking about "Let's Go Brandon," and he was he was watching. I wasn't going to ask him to, but I would have been so happy if he had just broken out into a spontaneous chant of "Let's Go Brandon." That would have gone national, but he didn't, and I don't blame him. So, you know, so here it is. Every week we'd like to go through this now and just see all the places that it's that it takes place. Let's start in Italy, since it's Columbus Day, and this is in Rome. And this is protesters walking past the U.S. Embassy. I think this was, they had a huge anti-mask demonstration and anti-vaccine demonstration in Rome over the weekend. And I would assume that this was one of the facets of the anti-mask, anti-vaccine protest. But this is in Rome at the U.S. Embassy, COP 15. Okay. Now let's go to the Southeast Conference, or what used to be the Southeast Conference. Ole Miss, Oxford, Mississippi. COP 14. Next in Tuscaloosa, home of the Crimson Tide. COP 16. Now, we played earlier a cut from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and he didn't make much sense trying to talk about the supply chain disruptions. But we do recall that romantic moment when he said he proposed to his husband at O'Hare International Airport. This is what was going on at O'Hare International Airport this weekend. COP 20.
Let's go, Brandon.
Passenger, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. L-E-S-K-O.
That's what he said.
Let's go, Brandon.
Okay, now let's go to a Christian university. This is Liberty University. Isn't this Jerry Falwell's university, or is it Pat Robertson's? I can't. I'm sorry. I should know the difference, but it's one of the two universities.
They're not allowed to swear there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand this, but let's see what they were saying. Go ahead.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Okay. See, that's more like, that's more pleasant. All right, and now we go to the cowboy state of Wyoming, where little Grace Smith has been arrested at Cheyenne High School because she refused to wear a mask. We'll play those cuts later, but this is what's going on in the cowboy state. Cut 18. This is at an unknown outdoor concert. Probably this was at a number of outdoor concerts in parts known and unknown. COP 17.
Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden! Joe Biden!
Next, we move. Our final stop is in the Garden State. Home of Phil Murphy, the Needham High classmate of Governor Charlie Parker, and also the Ocean City. Is that far from Bruce Springsteen country in the Garden State? I don't think so. But it's spread. The boss is not happy, I'm sure, when he hears this. COP 13.
What?
It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. 844-500-4242-781 says Roll Tide. They got rolled this weekend, didn't they? They didn't do so well. But, you know, it's can't win them all. I think they got beat by Texas A&M. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with some of your calls in a moment. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, a half a minute, 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
You've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace and two queen-size beds at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
The powers that be say flight cancellations and delays are due to weather. Do you believe them?
No, I do not.
99% say no.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Let's play a cut. This is one of the pilots. I don't know what airline this guy is from, but he's talking about the fact that the airlines are requiring everybody to get a shot if they want to continue working. Cut 38.
I've been an airline pilot for 18 years, and now I'm facing an ultimatum, not a choice, but an ultimatum. I'm being told in order to continue my career as an airline pilot, I must be vaccinated. Which really means I have to choose between putting food on the table for my family and my freedom of choice. Whether you believe in vaccination is the right thing to do or not, the situation goes far beyond health. We the American people have fought for freedom for 257 years. We go around the world spreading ideas of freedom and democracy. We help other countries and people fight for their freedoms, while ours are being stripped away.
Well put. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I was listening to the lady that called about having trouble getting, child care.
Daycare,
and all that.
Yeah.
Daycare, yeah. Aren't they getting $300 a month per kid?
Yes, they are. Yes, that's a new thing. And every time the checks go out,
a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, you're getting almost $1,000 a month.
Right. Right. And you know, the thing is, if you want to work to so that you can take these long vacations and get SUVs and all this, everybody has to make choices in life, don't they? You know, you have to decide what's important to you. And, you know, people were texting me when she was on, and they said, you know, I had a daycare provider when I was young. Her name was Mom, right? And that's the way it is, or Grandma, or you know, you can find somebody. I mean, it's just, you know, everything has got to be the government has got to provide, daycare now. And it's just... And the whole point of daycare, government providing daycare, is they want to unionize everybody. They want to turn everybody, all the daycare quote unquote providers, into union drones. They want to make it the next teachers union, just kicking back to the Democrat Party and serving as the foot soldiers on election day. The next thing you know, every election day will be a holiday. That's something that if they could get this $5 trillion welfare boondoggle through, that would be the, that would be one of the next things on their agenda, is making election day the holiday. It's ridiculous. She was a seminar caller. Don't worry about her. 844-500-4242. That woman really annoyed me. 4 kids in 6 years. My wife worked 3 to 11 shift, and I worked 6 to 3. It was difficult until they got to school, but life is difficult, and we are stronger as a family because we got through. It took me 20 years to not worry about money. I know. It's just, it's life. You don't get everything handed to you. And if you get everything handed to you, it's not as good for you as having to work for it. I mean, that's reality. You know, you don't have to, that's not a religious doctrine. That's just the reality of human life. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, two quick things. You were talking about Biden, United Airlines, et cetera. You know, in the last cyclical rolling month, if you will, they bragged about, or apologized because they were underestimated, of 194,000 jobs created. But what they always never tell you is, how many initial jobless claims for the month? Just a mouse here under 1.7 million, talking about underwater. Number two, I found out that at a recent national conference of the National School Board Association, the prominent keynote speaker was one Angela Davis.
Yes, I read that story too. I have that story in front of me. That's in Miranda Devine's column today. This group that demanded that the feds go after the protesting parents is just basically a left wing front group, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got that in front. I'm just looking for it right now in my stack of stuff. But it's also worse than that. Let me see here. Where the hell is it? I can't find it right now. But you're right. So they were citing statistics that were put together by another left wing group that proved that they should have a crackdown on parents who were talking about how they didn't want their kids wearing masks or being taught critical race theory or any of this or transgender studies, any of this other stuff. 844-500-4242. Here it is right here. I've got it right in front of me. The NSBA is not an organization which can be taken seriously. It's Miranda Devine in the New York Post. It is not impartial, but a left-wing activist outfit which has embraced someone accused of actual domestic terrorism. That would be Angela Davis, who was once on the FBI's 10 most wanted list over her alleged involvement in the Black Panther murder of a judge. She spent a lot of time in Cuba, I believe, in the 1970s because of that. The NSBA's letter cites as evidence of this allegedly urgent threat posed by parents a flimsy report by an activist nonprofit which grandly calls itself the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The report cites former President Trump as a boogeyman in its first line and demonizes his racist legislation in states such as Florida, which were brought in after last summer's violent riots. In other words, one left-wing activist group is citing another left-wing activist group as proof enough for the president to instruct his attorney general to instruct the deep state police force known as the FBI to criminalize parents trying to stop left-wing activists from hijacking their children's education. Yes, exactly. So it's just a fraud. This group that they cited is a fraud, and they had no real specific examples of any quote unquote domestic terrorism. The letter from this fake left-wing group included one man arrested in Illinois for aggravated battery and disorderly conduct during a school board meeting, someone in Michigan who yelled a Nazi salute in protest to masking requirements, some trespassing, shouting, and prank calls. Now, nobody's in favor of any of this stuff, but it kind of pales in comparison to the riots, the arson, the vandalism, the murders, the shooting of police officers and civilians by the rioters, by the Democrat rioters in the Blue Cities last year, doesn't it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 says the preamble to the Constitution says promote the general welfare, not provide it. That's a good point. I had never thought of that of it that way. 603, longtime listener. I can't tell you how many home daycare providers are left in the biz, left the biz because of the COVID rules, like having to wear a mask in your own home. I don't know how they plan to get all these new children, child care providers, when there are so few that even want to do it in the first place. The word will be warehouse. You know, it'll be they'll be warehousing them. The how does the DYS or DCF, whatever they call it, handle children? Not very well, do they? The state doesn't handle kids very well. They don't handle anything very, very few things they handle well. 844-500-4242. I worked second and third shifts for years because my spouse makes more money than I do working day shifts. It was tough, but we avoided daycare, got to spend much more quality time with our kids and remember the great moments with our kids more than our lousy work schedules. Plus, the kids are better off. When I occasionally explain my child care arrangement to people who use daycare and ask me about my situation, they looked at me like I had two heads. The idea of raising your own kids is unfortunately increasingly passe. Yeah, I know. That's unfortunate. All right, it's time now for Grace's News.
Well, Howie, speaking of kids, this is an update from the Washington Examiner. Kamala Harris's NASA video featured child actors.
No, you're kidding.
We all had the same reaction in the green room.
They need
a Washington Examiner,
actors?
So I think it's legit. It says the first installment of Vice President Kamala Harris's YouTube original space series featured child actors who auditioned for their roles in the project. Trevor Bernardino, a 13-year-old actor from California, and one of five teenagers featured in the video was asked to submit a monologue discussing something.
I guess you have to be a pretty good actor to have her say something like, you know, someday you'll be able to see the craters in the moon and not burst out laughing, right?
Yeah, well, I just have to say this as well. The way she's talking to those kids, and they are like 13, 14 years old. When I was a little kid, my mom always talked to us like we were adults. I mean, I think it's just a good way to talk to kids. They're humans too. They're people too, little kids. She's talking to them like they're 3 years old. And the sun is so big and bright. She's like yelling at them.
Ugh.
But yes, apparently those kids were child actors.
There was a choice between going down to the border and having taking part in a meeting on cartels importing fentanyl and illegal alien welfare recipients into the country, or appearing with some child actors.
And then
New
going
Jersey.
To a bakery and trying some baked goods. Okay, so this is Trevor Bernardino. He says he interviewed with the production director, quote, and then after that, like a week later, my agent called me and he's like, hey, Trevor, you booked it, Trevor said. He didn't learn much until later that he would be meeting with Harris, who was appointed to lead the National Space Council earlier this year. He was joined by Derek Brooks, another child actor, Emily Kim, likewise a child actor, Zarelli Tapo, a child actor and aspiring journalist who had interviewed former First Lady Michelle Obama, and Sydney Schmook.
Not the Sydney Schmook.
I don't know. But, yeah, so it was a real A-list cast of characters for that YouTube series. And the fact that it's a series is concerning to me. Like, does this mean we're going to get more than one of these videos of her staring in
awe?
Are
these going to be like the Mouseketeers of the 21st century?
Hey, that's how we found Ryan Gosling and Britney Spears.
And then
Annette Funicello
back in the day. And Tommy Kirk. That's where he got the late Tommy Kirk.
All right, now,
so we got to start.
Here's a story that I wasn't able to get to today, Howie, but it did make me laugh. We are talking about Chris Hayes a lot more than we used to. He has completely lost it. I mean, Trump is living rent-free in this MSNBC host's mind at all times. And he was, you notice how now, Howie, when the left can't blame Trump, there's a word that they always go back to now.
Racist?
No. Misinformation.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's misinformation. And so he, in this case, Chris Hayes is the one spreading misinformation. He tweeted, "The antibody treatment is developed and sold by Big Pharma and costs $2,000 a pop. The vaccine is free." Now, this was on the heels of Alan West, who made a Twitter thread about he and his wife's experience getting antibody treatments for COVID at an emergency room in Texas. So this is what Chris Hayes writes. He writes that it's sold by Big Pharma and costs $2,000 a pop. Now, Christina Pasha, you know her, Howie. She works for Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
And she's constantly battling fake news from people.
Right. And you know, as a reward for battling fake news, she's constantly being canceled herself.
Yes. And she
for having prohibited thoughts, as they now call it, prohibited, not false thoughts, just prohibited.
She pointed out correctly that to Chris Hayes that vaccinated people need monoclonal antibodies, too. In addition, both the COVID vaccine and antibodies are free to patients while simultaneously costing the federal government taxpayers billions. But no one has to pay $2,000 a pop for antibody treatment in Florida. So once again, misinformation is combated by, surprisingly, a conservative. Who would have thought?
Grace, I don't think we could, speaking of misinformation, I don't think we can mention enough that the New York Times ran a story last week saying that there were 900,000 children hospitalized with COVID-19 since the panic began. 900,000, they said. All the news that's fit to print. Well, the real number, and this is CDC's number, so you got to take it with a grain of salt to begin with. 63,000. So they only overestimated it by a factor of 14.
Hey, journalism in 2021.
63,000, 900,000.
Has that person won her Pulitzer yet for that, column?
This is from the same people who tell you that a $5 trillion welfare program will cost you nothing.
No, you're absolutely right, Howie. It's such a double standard. Now, you were talking a little bit today about Marty Walsh, Pete Buttigieg, members of the Biden administration and Biden's cabinet. Well, the State Department is in the news. The State Department says their meeting with senior Taliban leaders was candid and professional. This is from Ned Price, who is the State Department spokesman.
I saw that word and I thought, what kind of profession? Terrorist?
They're very professional terrorists.
You know, stoning gay people to death, beating up women who walk outdoors by themselves without a male accompanying them. I mean, how are the Taliban professionals?
They were extremely timely, I'm sure. Maybe that's what it was. They were punctual. The two sides also discuss the United States' provision of humanitarian assistance directly to the Afghan people. The discussions were candid and professional, with the U.S. delegation reiterating that the Taliban will be judged on its actions, not only its words.
Candid, that means they go, "You Yankee dog, you will give us what we want." And Ned Price goes, "Oh, okay, just don't hit me."
Your Ned Price impression is dead on, sir. This new segment is brought to you by HelloFresh. Take a load off this fall with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers recipes and pre-portioned ingredients to your door so you can actually enjoy dinner instead of stressing about meal prep and grocery shopping. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Governor Gavin Newsom is on a roll lately, Howie. I know you've been following this, and it's insane how this guy is just at all times trying to out-woke himself. He recently put out some sort of legislation that students in California would have to take an ethnic studies class in order to graduate. He also has mandated vaccines for kids K-12. I believe California is the first state to do that. And now,
Do they have to get vaccinated if they go to the French Laundry, or is there an exemption if you're a rich kid with a rich parent like Gavin Surfer Boy Newsom?
I'm sure there's a French Laundry exemption in there somewhere. But now he's mandating gender-neutral toy aisles. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law on Saturday which requires large retailers in California to have gender-neutral toy aisles.
Well, like a yo-yo is gender-neutral, isn't it?
Yeah, were you a fan of the yo-yo?
Not really, but I'm just trying to think of stuff that would be gender neutral.
A slinky. You know what they used to say about slinky? Slinky, a wonderful, wonderful toy. Slinky, it's fun for a girl and a boy.
Not or, and a boy, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I actually don't know. Fun for a girl and a boy and a birthing person and a uterus haver.
I always thought, you know, Slinky, you know, it's kind of cool to watch it go down the stairs once, but after that, you know, what does it do for an encore, Grace?
Well, you had your big FAO Schwartz castle that, you know, Aunt Mabel got you, so you were, you know.
No, it was a fort.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say?
I had a castle too. I had a castle too, but the fort was the more memorable of the two.
You had a castle and a fort?
Yeah, well, Christmas only came once a year, you know. I had more than one Christmas as a kid.
Wow. All right, Howie, and I just wanted to mention one more thing here, if I could, and this is a very sad story, just shifting gears here. A horrible, horrible story in Georgia. Dylan Harrison was killed in an ambush-style attack on his first shift for the Alamo Police Department. A really terrible story. He was, earlier in his shift, he had stopped a man for a traffic violation who then got into a fight with the officer after refusing to provide his name and identification. The man pushed the officer and resisted arrest, prompting Harrison to discharge his taser. And then I think it was someone who was coming after him afterwards because of that arrest who shot him. And he's dead. It's really sad. And it just goes to show you that the police... It's a really hard time to be a police officer.
How about this case in New York City? This homeless mugger stole a woman's cell phone in Times Square, and then as he was running away, he knocked over a 58-year-old nurse from New Jersey.
I saw that.
And they took her off life support. And he had one prior arrest in New York City for groping a woman on September 12th. And they had asked to hold him on a $3,000 bail or a $5,000 bond, but the judge released him without bail pending a return court appearance. And earlier in the day, before he killed this nurse from New Jersey who was 58 years old, Maria Ambrogio, he had allegedly barged into a woman's apartment at 6th Avenue and West 38th Street. The woman said he sat on her couch screaming, "I'm an African prince," before bolting with about $15.
It's so sad, Howie, because, you know, the left has all these big ideas about how they're going to, you know, change the Earth's temperature and get rid of all the guns in the United States and do all these things. And it's like, how about just keeping some criminals in jail? How about just getting some of these criminals off the street?
I know.
All of these crimes are so preventable. It's not like it's not like it's ever their first time committing these crimes. And instead, we saw the same thing last week with the kid at that high school in Texas who shot three people, and then he was out the same day. It's like, what's going on in the criminal justice system? What's going on with these judges?
Jermaine Foster, by the way, his mother was reached for comment by the New York Post. She really was. "He's not a violent person," she said. And then she added,
"He's a good boy, a very good boy."
Thank you, Jermaine's. So if he's an African prince, is she an African queen?
Howie, by the way, can I throw in one last thing here? Because it is Columbus Day. And I wouldn't want you to miss out on this. Elizabeth Warren did tweet today. And I CC'd you on Twitter. I don't know if you saw.
Yes, she said something about Native Americans, right?
She said, "I'm glad to stand with tribal nations and Native communities as we celebrate their remarkable contributions, cultures, and resilience on Indigenous Peoples Day. It's time."
Are you related to Joe Biden?
"It's time the federal government also honors its promises to Native people." And Stephen Miller wrote, "You're a little too glad, it would seem, to stand with tribal nations."
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Grace. Grace is going to be back with Hate Mail Monday in just a moment.
Yes.
My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they've never done before. They are taking $10 off, plus giving you free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for my listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, "I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida last week, and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love it. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 72 hours. If you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code HOWIE10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code HOWIE10. That's code word HOWIE10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
Let the hate flow through you.
Yes, it is time for Hate Mail Monday, Howard. I hope you're ready for this hate.
I'm always ready for hate.
By the way, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. Howie, can I just give you a slight addition to the story about Kamala Harris and the child actors?
Yes.
I think you'll appreciate this. The YouTube original series was produced by Sinking Ship Entertainment.
Oh, I heard about that. Yes, thank you for reminding me. Sinking Ship.
I had to double check that it wasn't like a Babylon Bee headline, but it's true. All right, so for hate mail, we're going to go right into the voicemails here. We don't have a ton of time. Let's start with cut three, Jared.
Hey, Howie, will you give up this time slot? You suck. You're over. You're done, man. We need an activist who's actually from here and knows what's going on. You're finished. You're hanging on by your freaking fingernails, Howie. Goodbye. Get out of town. You're already out of town. Get out of this slot, will you?
From here? Where does he think I'm from?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, they want you out of the slot, but I can assure you they don't want me in there. Cut two.
Hey, Grace. You sign the act just like Howie, ignorant, not letting people finish their conversations. And then you don't go back to. You say you're going to repeat. We have a story like it, but then you don't go back to it.
I had one situation like this today, and it was because I came up against a heartbreak. It was my fault, and I said that.
It's amazing you got Mumbles Menino to leave you some hate there.
Hey.
I know. You can't start drinking this early in the day, even if it is Marathon Monday.
Now, Howie, I do not agree with this person, but he thinks he agrees with me. Cut six.
Yeah, Howie, you're not fooling anybody about going up into the attic and blowing around insulation. I'm with Grace. Back then, you were fat, Howie. No way you were getting through that little tiny attic hole.
I didn't think you were in the attic because I've never seen you jump at the chance to, you know, fix something. To jump, basically. But it was not because I thought you were a little bit pleasantly plump.
First of all, I'm not fat now. And second of all, I wasn't always fat before I got thin. So
this is getting sadder by the minute as you explain this.
All I could say is if you want to go onto Montrose Street and check out the attic and see, I did a hell of a job with that insulation, but way back in the day.
Okay, let's end with one more. Cut four, please, Taylor.
Howie, I hear your voice on the radio, so I guess you didn't ride your bicycle this morning. Good for you.
He's learning.
I went for a nice walk in the big pool at my condo. Who sponsored this, Grace?
Piantedosi Baking Company.
I'm Howie Carr.